JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's happening, Shep Smith?
Stop it, government. Get out of my life and stay out of my life and leave me alone, government.
The Don and Mike Show.
You would give blood just to hear their show. Don and Mike.
Yes, sir! From the land of Georgia.
Ooh, ho, ho, ho,
yeah. Yeah. To California.
So good.
Oh, let's get some Joe in here now.
Hi, Joe.
We send our man Joe down to D.C. this weekend.
Good, I can't wait.
To go to the Wax Museum.
Uh-huh.
Now, it was an awful metaphor. I apologize for the thing with the piece of meat.
I like the meat metaphor.
It was fine.
Because
you lift the meat up, it looks perfectly good, and then you lift it up, and it's got all sorts of maggots on it.
Because Joe himself is, I'm using his house here, his car as a metaphor for his house.
I see.
His car is like walking into an abandoned crack house.
It's a Grippy car.
And like Rob Grippy. I can only assume that his regular house and the rest of his life is like that. Anyway, enough of me building him up. Let's bring him in.
Yeah. Joe Ardinger.
Let's bring him in now.
Joe.
Where is he at?
Hi, Joe.
I love the Joe taste.
Joe Ardinger.
Joe.
And here he is.
Here he is now.
Flying down the hallway.
Human piece of baloney, Joe Ardinger. Hi, Joe.
Hi. I didn't know I was in studio.
Well, we need to at least get a setup. I think I gave it halfway right, all the way right? You got there. The questions were written in the form of how did you like
the
Wax Museum.
And there were just way so many more people to just pick from waiting in line. I mean, it was around the block.
Okay. Oh, really?
And when I did eventually find the exit, for some reason, less people were leaving than going in.
Really? You say that mysteriously like they were trapped inside.
Green as people.
I don't know what they make wax people out of.
I saw the movie with Paris Hilton. House of Wax.
Yeah.
All right, so I don't have a grid to follow along here, which is why I asked you to come in. Do you have a card, or we just play them in order?
Just play them in order.
Did you enjoy any adult beverages when you were downtown?
Not until afterwards.
Oh, okay.
It was very hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, horribly hot this weekend.
All right. Well,
but you have a nice mixture of people actually answering, people bailing out. Then you've got a homeless guy, and then you've got people not wanting to answer the questions. So.
And you were persistent?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Very good.
How many Miller Lights do you give this segment before we've heard it? Four would be your best Jomo's Man on the Street interview.
Wouldn't it be six would be his best?
Okay, that's
full
even better.
A six-pack would be good.
How many Miller Lights you give this bit, Joe?
I don't know, three or four. The thing is, people waiting in line, not too happy to be standing in 95-degree D.C. heat.
I would think that works to your advantage.
And not all that swift, I would imagine. I mean, it's a wax museum.
Oh, a surprise. I believe everybody that I interviewed are from local jurisdictions.
Oh, okay. All right.
So not like tourists.
All right.
Huh. So I don't know why anybody in D.C. would waste their time in front of this place.
It's new.
Yeah, and it's October, and it's in the 90s.
And you're going to go see a wax museum. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Joe.
I mean, I could have thought of better things to do.
And how many Millers did you have after you were done?
Oh, just a couple.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, I actually went to the local Hooters there and had some wings because it's been a while since I'd had any Hooter wings. So. Yeah.
What, like at least 24 hours?
No.
You're irritating.
Do you get them deep fried? Do you get them with the breading or the naked
wings? Of course,
wings?
With the breading.
With the breading?
Yeah.
All right.
What am I?
Come on, Mike.
Sorry about that.
Don't you know Joe?
You can order them naked. That's always kind of the fun thing at Hooters. You know, you order the wings naked.
I misunderstood that when I was
Well, that's why you were thrown out.
Exactly.
All right, here now is Joe Moe's
said the margin.
Joe Man on the Street interviews.
Check test 1, 2.
Hi, Don and Mike. It's Joe on assignment.
Joe on assignment.
Joe ass. Anyway, I'm cruising down 66 into D.C., and we're going to interview, it's Joe Trousseau on assignment. Going down to Washington, D.C. on Route 66 and listening to what used to be Oldies 100. I don't know what they call it anymore.
I love the travelogue, don't you?
Yeah, and I love it when he gets a chance to promote another radio station.
Does anyone want to bet me $100 that he does not stay this enthusiastic throughout the entire tape?
I think this might be the peak of energy that we're getting
right now. I think so. I think it's
But it's the only classic rock station in town. And let's see, what are we going to do today? We are, my assignment today is to interview people at Madame Tussauds Wax Museum.
So Joe.
Check in with you. It looks like I'm coming up on some traffic. Talk to you later.
Hi, Joe.
Oh, I was a,
I'm riveted so far.
That was a six Miller Lite opening.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
Here's the second segment.
Hi, Don and Mike. I'm in D.C. now. I'm on H Street? Yeah, I'm on H Street. I'm going past the White House. There's lots of cops down here. You know, they're guarding against terrorists. And there's lots of terrorists down here, too. You can see them everywhere.
Wait a minute.
Again, it's the commentary that I love so.
Yeah, it's his ad-libbing. He's doing this all on the fly.
None of this we wrote for him.
No, yeah, this is all Joe.
Yo, you did.
But don't you get a picture? Don't you feel like you're in Washington, D.C. when you hear this? I mean,
I
it's
do.
Really... A vivid mental picture.
You know, you might as well be on one of those dumb double-decker tourist buses.
Yeah, he's really, he paints with words.
And they're very shifty people, but they haven't done anything yet, so you can't arrest them. But I'm sure they'll do something soon. Anyway, let's, next time I talk to you, I will be closer to our destination, Madame Tussauds Fags Museum.
Hi, Joe.
Noted isolationist Joe Ardinger.
Yeah, Don and Mike, there's a line around the f***ing block for this tourist trap piece of s*** joint. I'll be back with you shortly.
Joe. Yeah, there's a line.
What he's doing, and you might hear the language, ladies and gentlemen, but what he's doing right now is psyching himself up for the performance.
Right. Of course, there's a line of people here. That's why we sent you there.
Right.
Talk to the people, Joe.
Hello.
Yeah, that
my name is Joe Trousseau from CBS Radio, right here in Washington, D.C. May I ask you a couple of questions taped for broadcast?
Sure, go ahead, Joe.
What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Marcus Jones, and I live down in Dumfries, Virginia.
In order to make it very interactive, I know the museum encourages you to interact and touch the figures in the museum. Which ones will you touch?
Well, you know, I've only seen some of them on the website, but, you know, I probably want to touch the president, you know, the mayor, and, you know, some of the celebrities, Ali, if he's in there.
And where will you touch them?
Say again?
Where will you touch them?
Well, I've got a camera, and I'm going to touch them, you know, wherever it's appropriate and sometimes inappropriate places. I'm going to try to get some good shots.
Tell me more about touching them.
Well, it won't be anything intimate, if that's what you're leading up to, Joe. But
I'm not made of wax, but would you like to touch me? I also have 100% human hair.
No, Joe, you know, I hear these wax figures cost $150,000 a piece, so I want to touch anything, you know, that's that valuable. I'm going to pass on touching you, though, Joe.
Which wax figure do you find most attractive, and why?
Well, do you know some of the ones that are in there? Like I said, I haven't been inside yet.
Will you notice that the stain on Monica Lewinsky's dress?
I doubt it.
I can see.
This is why.
This is the first question that indicates why it doesn't work. It's post-viewing interview questions.
So we got the call from Joe Saturday afternoon.
Right.
Much like Forget It, I'm Halfway Home.
Now, I would think that there would be a particular location where the people that were lined up were coming out of a door.
Listen, I really don't want him to come in again with his one with his one joke
no.
that he has now said 8 million times today. Because, you see, I see where people go in. But they don't come out. You know when he said that to you?
Yeah.
Fifth time I've heard it today.
Well, I mean, you got to leave. You got to leave. You go by the gift shop, right? Don't they spill you out into a gift shop?
He said that he walked around and he couldn't find the exit, which is why we got the phone call from him saying, basically, F it, these questions are all wrong, because these questions are about the people who've already been in the wax museum. So then we said to him, do the best you can.
Sure. And he's obviously ad-libbing on the fly.
I don't think that's made of wax.
Well, no, that won't be the one I'm going to be looking for.
CBS News poll, which wax celebrity do I most resemble?
Brad Pitt.
Thank you. Do you think the statue of Mayor Marion Barry will seem high on illegal crack cocaine?
He's got a smile on his face.
Will you smell President Clinton's waxy fingers?
I doubt it.
If you had to, which wax figure would you do?
You know, that's a hard question. Like I said, I haven't seen them all.
Do you think any of the statues will be melting?
I hope not, but I hear they're made 2% larger because they shrink.
Are you surprised to learn that the statue of J. Edgar Hoover is wearing authentic female underwear? Please tell me your feelings about that.
Well, I hear they also change them every day, too. So, hey, you know what he's got underneath? That's his business.
Are you surprised to learn that the statue of Johnny Depp is made with real human skin? Please tell me your feelings about that.
Hey, you know, they're doing all kinds of stuff now.
I really don't like this guy.
I don't either.
He's
got all his information off the website. Uh-huh. He is excited to be going into the wax museum. It would have been great to catch him coming out.
And he's also doing that thing. It's my pet peeve. Joe said, hi, my name is Joe Troussant. Whatever.
Troussant.
The guy keeps calling him Joe.
Right.
Over. I know it's my pet peeve.
Yeah, I know, Don. I know what you're talking about. It's one of the. It's like almost a strategy, like a Dale Carnegie seminar.
Exactly.
You know, repeat the name as many to make the customer feel comfortable
good about too themselves. Slack, right?
Isn't this great?
Sure. No, actually, it's not great. This line is way too long.
Well, just like the figures inside, I have a glass eye. Gaze at me and guess which one.
The left one.
That's correct. I know you're thinking the same as me. Where is Hitler? Am I right? That's kind of a ripoff.
I hope he's dead.
The museum's Franklin D. Roosevelt figure cannot walk.
See, that would, again, that's a great question coming out of the museum.
Right.
I know you're like me. Where's Hitler? But the guy takes it from Joe like it's a Where's Waldo.
Right.
I know you're like me. I'm just walking around. Where the heck is Hitler?
What makes a Nazi?
At least he didn't say
his
name.
How does he get that way?
He didn't say his name, Joe.
Fuck. Isn't that taking realism a bit too far?
I don't think any of them can walk, actually. You know, Joe, you may not be familiar with this process, but they're wax. They don't move.
Since it costs 25 flipping bucks to get in, how does it feel to be raped by a French woman?
Well, let me tell you, this is why we're all here when it's $10, because 25 is way too much.
Which is more disappointing, the museum or our time together?
Well, this time together with you, Joe, may be the highlight of my day, because I may not get in there at this rate. It's after 4 o'clock, and it closes at 6.
Yeah, Joe.
Well, thank you for your time.
Hi, Joe.
How about that, the $25? He even F's him on the $25 question. We're waiting in line because we got in for $10.
Let's hear how Joe does with the next person.
Hello, my name is Joe Trousseau from CBS Radio right here in Washington, D.C. May I ask you a couple of questions, tape for broadcast?
Sure.
What's your name and where are you from?
I'm Mike Snyder, and I'm from Montrose, Virginia.
All right. And in order to make it very interactive, I know that the museum encourages you to interact and touch the figures in the museums. Which ones will you touch?
Oh, holy cow. I don't know. Probably.
Sounds like we got Super Dave's uncle here.
Hi there. Hello, Mickey. Hello, Donald. Shake the president's hand.
And where will you touch him?
His hand.
Tell me more about touching him.
Don't know what to say.
I'm not made of wax, but would you like to touch me? I also have 100% human hair.
No, that's okay.
Which wax figure will you find most attractive and why?
Probably
President Bush.
Actually, don't even know who's in here.
You know, there's a stain on Monica Lewinsky's dress.
Yeah, you're good answering the questions. You're better than the guy that Joe's talking to.
I'd like to touch President Bush. He's the most attractive one. Yes.
I don't think that's made of wax.
Probably not.
CBS News poll, which wax celebrity do I most resemble?
That's fun, though.
Yeah.
And remember, the last guy said Brad Pitt.
Right.
Monica Lewinsky.
Are you going to smell President Clinton's waxy fingers?
No, I don't think so.
Will the statue of Marion Barry
seem
high?
Does it look like you frowned when he said that? Yes. We got that. Anything sexual?
Probably.
If you have to.
This guy's tone is already saying.
Right. You leave this Republican alone.
Which wax figure would you do?
Ooh. Listen,
I don't know.
He's got the cotton mouth.
He's got that Larry King chalk mouth thing out there, right?
Sure.
Not to change the topic, but
what the bleep happened here?
Do you think any of the statues will be melting?
Probably not.
Were you surprised to learn that the statue of J. Edgar Hoover will be wearing authentic female underwear? Please tell me your feelings about that.
Authenticity is the name of the game.
Are you surprised to learn that the statue of Johnny Depp is made with real human skin? Tell me your feelings about that.
That makes me kind of oogie.
Isn't this great?
Awesome.
Just like the figures inside, I have a glass eye. Gaze at me and guess which one.
My favorite question.
I'd have to say the center one.
Just like the... Sorry, that's the same question. Hot out here. I know you're thinking the same thing as me. Where is Hitler? Am I right? It's kind of a rip-off.
Sure.
And the museum's Franklin D. Rose...
I think this is funny.
I'm enjoying every minute. My favorite is the glass eye question.
I like the
I
Hitler
hate the
one.
Answer, though.
Oh, the middle one. Yeah.
I like the Hitler one just out of nowhere.
Yes. Am I right?
Let me hear that again.
Roosevelt figure... Just like the figures inside, I have a glass eye. Gaze at me and guess which one.
I'd have to say the center one.
Just like the... that's the same question. It's hot out here. I know you're thinking the same thing as me. Where is Hitler? Am I right? It's kind of a rip-off.
Sure.
Sure,
and the museum's Franklin D. Roosevelt figure cannot walk. Isn't that taking realism a bit too far?
I hope none of them walk.
Since it costs 25 flipping bucks to get in, how does it feel to be raped by a French woman?
Well, actually, the reason I'm here is because it's less expensive today.
Which is more disappointing, the museum or our time together?
Probably our time together.
And why?
I don't particularly like to be interviewed.
Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Joe.
Good luck shaking the wax hand of the president, sir.
I think we'll hear Joe talk to the homeless guy when we come back.
Hey, good. A little life. Somebody normal.
Hi, Joe.
Well, the reason we're in the line is because we're not paying the full fare. And the website said that the president is going to be the very first thing we see.
Well, I don't know, Joe. What do you recommend?
Joe, this has been a fabulous interview. I really don't like being interviewed because it happens so often.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.